This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hey, they had a vote in the Senate a little earlier today about congressional approval needed for any more action in Venezuela, and there were some Republicans who voted against the president. He's none too happy about that. One of them, not too hard to guess, came from Missouri here. Here's what President Trump said. Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Rand Paul, Josh Hawley, and Todd Young should never be elected to office again. I'd only agree on Josh Hawley because he's such a jackass. I like his policies, but there's such a difference in the quality between Senator Schmidt and Senator Hawley. It's not even close. And you know, I have to admit my bias. I helped put that idiot on the radar here when he was a law professor at Mizzou. And, you know, because I asked him one tough question after January 6th, they've never spoken with me again. And he's a jackass, so there is that. Hey, Brian Kilmeade's with us this afternoon. Hi, Brian. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Well, I'm a little confused about some of the media coverage of what's happening in Minnesota. I've been pretty honest that I'm open to seeing different angles, different, you know, pieces of evidence. But wow, I don't know if you saw or heard J.D. Vance. I'm guessing you might have heard a little bit of it, but he lit up the media pretty good earlier today.
And he should have. I mean, and by the way, just the irresponsible behavior of Pritzker, Governor Waltz, Governor Newsom, Mayor Bass, the respected mayors in Chicago, and this clown. I cannot believe we have to deal and listen to him again. Like, we had to listen to his crap as he gave up the police station in Minneapolis. And then Mamdani weighing in, calling it a murder. This guy's got the job for a week.
Yeah.
He's making his foreign policy known. And now he's letting us know how he feels about ICE. So this is going to be a nightmare here.
Well, what's your analysis of what happened? And everyone's got their own opinions, but I've been a little bit maybe more critical of what DHS, Kristi Noem, the president, have said about this, because I think they've overstated some of the facts when it wasn't necessary to overstate the facts. I mean, you could look at this thing the way it went down and say that the guy thought that the car was going to run him over. He has the right to defend himself.
Well, a couple of things. I mean, just the fact that, how many people do you know that when a cop tells you to pull over, you wouldn't pull over? How many people do you know that wouldn't roll down a window?
Brian,
how many people do you know that would pull away?
How many people do you know who would drop their kid off, who's 6 years old, and then all of a sudden pull sideways in a street to block federal agents? That's a very valid question. That's mother of the year stuff right there.
Yeah, I mean, the rest of you could tell. And by the way, if you went to a police academy, a nice academy, and you know the protocol, you can read the law. Okay, I get it. But you know the protocol, you know the training. I actually don't even think you should bring up that he had an incident where he was dragged and got 33 stitches. I actually don't think that matters, because you should not be overreacting, even though you're human. You shouldn't be overreacting. For example, if you threw on something much less serious, if you threw an interception in the fourth quarter last game, and then you do it again in the next game and you lose your mind, you go, well, he threw it the last, it's two games in a row. No, it doesn't matter. You're supposed to turn the page. So not easy, I understand, but if they feel as though that affects his decision, that's not helping his case, because you're not supposed to, as law enforcement, you're not supposed to. If me personally, if this guy, if I've already been harassed by this woman, she's known as being in the front, cutting off the cop, these cars, and these are very experienced, it's a very experienced unit. So it's happened in other cities.
Right.
So listen, I know what you're up to. Don't know exactly what the, she said to you. I know what you're up to. You better knock it off. You got to come with me. You know, you're mouthing off. Get out of the car. You're done. Instead, drive straight ahead towards the cop who was not even in on the conversation. And then he opens up fire. Let them debate that. But to say it's murder and not to understand that the whole rhetoric that started when Trump got elected and started putting ICE in the streets to do their job, you should be more outraged that there was a president that let 9 million illegals in.
Yes.
Maybe you should take a look at the police blotter and see how many rapists and murderers he's already picked up from other countries that he wouldn't, that they were protecting.
You know, I said earlier, I understand your point about being dragged in the previous incident, and, you know, this will never get to court, but let's say it did get to court, that would probably not be, you know, introduced. However, I do think, you know, when the vice president referred to that, there is a, you're a professional, you're right, you're supposed to go by your training, but you can understand that he might be a little, just by human nature, be a little bit more sensitive because he was almost killed by a vehicle, which is maybe why he drew his weapon a little earlier. Brian Kilmeade back with us this afternoon. One of the things I love about our conversations, because they take place later in the week, is things that happened earlier in the week, like Venezuela, which was just Saturday, seems like it was months ago, Brian, because so much has happened since then. But your thoughts on what happened there and the response to, you know, what's been happening this week with the oil situation and the tankers and what might happen even beyond that?
Well, I mean, actually, I usually can see the options very clearly. And then I can say, okay, this is what I would do. I wonder what they're going to do. I did not see this as an option. I thought if you said to me, and you may have, what's going to happen with Venezuela? And I say at one point, the president's got to win this. If he does not take out Maduro in some way or he doesn't take the off-ramp, he stared down the president. He'll be more powerful than ever before. After 15,000 troops, soldiers in the area, sailors in the area, he had the president, he's got to get out. But I thought it would be the out, you know, the one who won the election, it would take over. But the more I think of it, he knew on the ground through the CIA and the people that we know there, that she did not have the mass popularity or control of the military or the cops. So what happened is if she got plugged in there immediately and did her 100-day plan, you're looking at street fights. And she didn't think that she, and she's right, they're a party. The Republican Party doesn't have armed services. You know, the Republican Party doesn't have a National Guard if they took over. So this party won an election, and this guy won an election. He wasn't even in the country. So the president says, look, we've been looking at her. She knows her economics, and we think we can deal with her. I think they've been dealing with her a lot directly. We're not going to know until they write the book.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Now, I thought, okay, get rid of the other guys. And I think they will. But he does not want to deliver the mail. He does not want to sign the paychecks. He does not want to provide security. He does not want to make sure the buses run on time. So we said, you do it. And we took Maduro out, and you better listen to me. And they go, well, why would you listen to him? Well, we got the military thing, and I thought that was it. And then I thought the oil, well, that's kind of like what everybody says, America just wants the money.
Right.
But the more you think of it, he says, the oil is the only leverage you have because it's the only industry they have. So you're not going to get a dime. These people are going to throw you out if we have your oil. So we put the blockade in. And then they say, listen, why don't you take 50 million barrels? Thanks. And then we're going to refine it, and Venezuela is going to profit. And yes, we'll take if we drill the oil, we'll work out deals. Exxon, Conoco, they all did the deals already. Maybe early on to pay us back for the military inconvenience, we get more of it. But we're going to make it, instead of 300,000 barrels a day, it's going to be 3 million in a short period of time. That's going to bring revenue for everyone. But not if we leave in 10 days. And Exxon says, I'm not going back if you guys aren't going to secure the place. I'm not going to worry about my people being kidnapped when they go to bed at night. So we can't do it. So this is makes sense to me. You slowly slowly loosen the noose.
Yeah. No.
And then you keep that. Look at Colombia's message. Whoever thought the Colombia president, that lunatic, was going to call the president yesterday?
Yeah,
they
spoke.
The New York Times is there.
Right. I know. That's fascinating, isn't it? Hey, I know you might have your differences with Mayor Mamdani, but are you going to help him make sure that people out there in your neck of the woods can afford World Cup tickets? Because you're a big soccer guy. I can't imagine you're not going to work part and parcel with the new mayor to make sure that government is involved in awarding World Cup tickets, Brian.
Absolutely. And you know what? If the Knicks play the Lakers in the finals, it's not fair that a guy making $45,000 a year can't afford tickets. So he should be forced to take Spike Lee's tickets. You know, so, I mean,
it's unbelievable.
The way democracy works, the way capitalism works. So, yeah, you could say I'm complaining, you could make a phone call to the World Cup. Can you get me some working class tickets? And that happens. They have inner city tickets and for basketball games and hockey games. That happens. But just to go out and just say that it's not fair. I mean, the guy fundamentally, to his core, is a socialist, communist. To his core, the people he hired are so ill-equipped to do anything productive in life, but known to be left-wing radicals. This woman who they hired for rental justice.
Oh, I don't even get me started.
Ownership.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. We played the soundbite from the last couple of days. It's unbelievable, but he is who we thought he would be. Anything set for Saturday night? I'm sorry, Sunday night.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a great show. James Blair, the deputy chief of staff from the White House. Tom Cotton is going to be with us. I have who is also going to be joining me. We have a whistleblower from Maine who says the corruption proportionally in Maine is worse than Minnesota. And it revolves, drumroll please, around the Somali community. They have a huge Somali population. And why does it affect it? The governor is running for the Senate there. And the governor, like the Governor Walz, has looked the other direction and let it happen. So we have that whistleblower coming forward. You've got Tommy Lahren's going to be joining us too. And I think that's about a wrap.
That sounds like a full show. Well, Happy New Year. I hope all is well in your world, and we'll talk soon. We'll talk next week. Thanks, Brian.
All right, go get it.
All right, take care. One Nation, Sunday night, here in St. Louis. It airs at 9 p.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.